Today's reading begins in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressors. I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, at that time when I gather you together, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. Haggai chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Thus says the Lord of hosts, These people say, The time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord. Then the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet. Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages does so to put them into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house, that I may take pleasure in it and that I may be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, and behold, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, declares the Lord of hosts, because of my house that lies in ruins, while each of you busies himself with his own house. Therefore the heavens above you have withheld the dew, and the earth has withheld its produce. And I have called for a drought on the land and on the hills, on the grain, the new wine, the oil, on what the ground brings forth, on man and beast, and on all their labors. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke to the people with the Lord's message, I am with you, declares the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the month, in the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. So the book of Zephaniah ends with salvation and consolation. The people of Jerusalem needed to rejoice since they no longer had anything to fear, and God has taken away judgment and once again dwells among his people. So this closing message takes up the promises that God has delivered to them throughout the book about salvation and restoration, and encourages them toward faithfulness in the future fulfillment of those promises. And so this call to rejoice is a call to believe in the faithfulness of God. Now, we also read the beginning of the book of Haggai, and this is during the first wave of Jewish exiles that returned from Babylon to Jerusalem at about 538 BC, and they began to rebuild the temple, but they soon gave up. And so God sends the prophets of Haggai and Zechariah, and they finally completed the task in 516. Haggai rebukes the people for living in paneled houses. In other words, their houses are finished, they're completed, they're able to enjoy those houses while the house of God remained in ruins. And so he brings this warning that their wealth would never suffice because the Lord was not pleased with their neglect of his temple. And so this is a call to repentance. It's a call to renew their covenant with God. He assures them that God would achieve his purpose for his people and for all the nations. This is also giving us insight into the message that was preached that was mentioned in Ezra chapter 5 and verse 1, mentioning Haggai and Zechariah prophesying to the Jews. And so the message is heard, and Zerubbabel, Joshua, and the rest of the people restart their work on the temple. It even gives the exact time that it resumes on the 24th day of the sixth month. Remember, the beginning of the message was on the first day, so we're looking at about 3 weeks later that they begin work on the temple again. That concludes our reading for today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.